All right, this is the Cinemaniacs Alpha Show number 2 for June 16th, 2007. It's Saturday night. There's a stone cold bitch in the cheeks. Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening. My name is Walt. To my right is my wife, Lisa.
Hi, this is Walt's wife, Lisa. Luscious Lisa. And to my right is genuine J.B. Barrett.
Genuine J.B. Barrett?
Yeah.
I like that. That's better than Blossom.
How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing very well. Very well. To my right is the lovely and talented Tiny Diva, Rachel. Tiny Diva, Rachel Dietrich. Say hi to everybody, Rachel. Say hi to the World Wide Web.
Hello.
Rachel D in the house.
Rachel D. Come on, get your ghetto on, girl.
Well, this is another one of our practice episodes, and this time around, we're going to review this week's past box office, review the new movies that came out this week, and then we'll finish up with talking about some of the DVDs that will be shipping next week. So with that in mind, let's talk about this past box office. It's the first weekend in box office history that there's been three films that have opened or made over $25 million in the same weekend, which is a pretty big deal. The box office last year was a little bit down, but this year is just gangbuster crazy.
So
good for the industry.
I was going to say, the industry execs are very happy about that, I would imagine.
Maybe. So why are we doing a podcast about the industry when we should actually be in the industry with those kinds of figures?
This is our way into the industry. See, we become the source. We become, you know, eventually we will become so big that they will want us to review their movies, and then we get the payola. And then we get the payola scam, and we get in trouble and indicted, and then we write the book about the payola scam, and that's where we get paid.
Well, so we got to start out as pond scum.
Totally.
That's right.
Yes, sweet. Bottom of the barrel.
Loving it.
Pod scum.
Oh, pod.
Pod scum.
Love it. Pod scum. Loving it.
Once again, a better name than the name we've chosen for our podcast.
The Cinemaniacs is cool because we have the Cinemanis.
I know.
I'm one of the Cinemanis.
You're the lead Cinemini.
She's the maxi of the minis.
She's the Cinemini diva.
I don't want to be a diva.
Can't help it.
Rachel D in the house.
Word.
Well, the number one movie this past weekend was The Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, the third in the series. Even though it was number one with $44 million, it was down 62% versus the previous week, which is horrible for movies. Movies usually drop off around 50%.
Right.
And that was, like, big, which means that everybody went out to see it that first weekend.
Didn't it open early, so it made, like, a longer weekend opening for it?
That's a good point, too. Opening up early, a lot of people went to see it that. That doesn't carry into the weekend box office. You know, where they normally use the 3 days.
Now, does that help or hurt a movie? Does that help or hurt a movie?
It helps it overall because more people will go out and see it, especially when you open up early Thursday night like it did. Then people go back to work on Friday and tell everybody how great the movie was.
Dude, you got to check out the Pirates.
That's right. I'm on my way.
I'm skipping school. I'm cutting for lunch.
That's right.
I'm
going
to go
number
check
two
out
this
Pirates.
Past weekend was the Judge Apatow movie, the guy that did 40-Year-Old Virgin. He did Knocked Up and then opened to $30 million, which is very good. And I don't suspect that'll be dropping off much, just like 40-Year-Old Virgin will have a long legs and quite a following.
You know, I saw that Knocked Up movie.
And?
Well, it's not... just because somebody makes a movie like 40-Year-Old Virgin, I would not say that it is the same movie, because a lot of people might get the misconception that because he made that movie that they will base their perception on that last movie. So what I'm trying to say is they might go in there with high hopes or such, wanting to see this Knocked Up movie, and basically it's an entirely different movie by the same producer-director guy.
So you're saying, like, if people love Jurassic Park, that doesn't mean they necessarily love Schindler's List.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay.
So...
But do you think this movie would still entertain some of the fans that really enjoyed... Having not seen this movie, but having really loved The 40-Year-Old Virgin, because it had a very funny cast, and a decent premise.
I think some people would enjoy it. Although it is a different movie.
Do you think a lot of people will be let down then? Or
Well, I think it's a mixed bag, yeah.
Huh.
Because unless you are in a relationship and understand a lot of those things happening with raising a child or childbearing, then, yeah, it might not be for you.
Huh. Fair enough.
I think what it does is that even though it's rated R and it's some of the humor is typical to a 40-year-old virgin, it's the premise itself is going to bring in more females.
Yes.
And so it could conceivably be bigger than 40-year-old virgin and long haul.
Any funny date movie that shows vaginas is great in my book.
And that it does.
Really? Does, huh?
Yes, it does.
Not in the way you might think.
Uh-oh.
So then number three, we had Shrek 3, which is boring. Don't even bother seeing it. But $28 million for that.
Yeah, but let's say you want to complete a book set. Okay? Let's say...
This is the Lemony Snicket.
I kind of doubt it's a trilogy in the sense of the Star Wars. I mean, where you're actually finishing out a story. I'm pretty sure this is just a... Let's get these, trot these characters out again, put another couple of hit songs in there, and make us some money.
Yeah, well, if you're going to be pathetic enough to explore the second one, you might as well give them some money on the third one, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Disappointing the second one was compared to number one. This one is even more so compared to number two.
Yeah, I got to admit, I'm one of them jokers that spent the money to go see it. So, yeah,
but you've got three of their target audience.
Pretty bad when three of the target audience are like, eh.
And they're bored in the theater.
Yeah, that's
pretty
bad.
But they wanted to go see it, though, didn't they? I mean,
it's all about marketing.
They didn't necessarily
get
what they wanted. They were, you know, but their hopes were high because they, you know, enjoy the first one. Then the second time, I could see kids enjoying it more. The first one appealed to everybody. Adults, kids, had a perfect message and everything like that.
Yeah, that was a perfect
movie. The second
movie.
One... They lost that. They lost the part where everybody was actually kind of appealing. You know, a lot of characters lost their appeal that they had, and the new characters weren't that inviting. Except for Puss in Boots, who was great. But
he was great in this one too. That's when people laughed; they were laughing at him.
Yeah.
Sure,
him.
I believe it. But then after it's just okay. It's
blatant marketing
it becomes
trash.
Obvious. Yes, it becomes it's obvious about the dollars.
Yep, you know? You're right. You're
and
right.
I am also a kid, and I think that the number two is not as good as number one, number three.
Even worse, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Because all they were trying to do was, you know, just get you in there to see them. Look how we've updated our models. Our models look a little more realistic, and we got a few more jokes for you. You know,
how about them lame Happy Meal toys?
She looked a little bit worse in this one than she has in the last two. Her hair was different in the animation.
Ah.
And the worst thing is, number four, 2010, we'll probably go out and see that one too.
I know.
But I'd like to think right now that we won't, just because three was so horribly bad. Unless they do something amazing with the trailers.
You know,
like make them last 10 minutes.
Well, you think the kids are going to be another couple of years older, and they'll have this memory of what a letdown this one was. And
yeah, my kid will be driving. She's not going to want to see that.
No, not at all. No, I'm talking about even your youngest one, you know, who may have been totally psyched for this one. He might have been the most psyched of all and then disillusioned, you know.
Well, Michael only wanted to see it for the three babies in the
three end. Shrek babies?
Yeah.
Shrek.
Ah.
Woo-haw.
So, yes, we agree. Shrek 3 sucks.
Right. So Mr. Brooks opened up with $10 million, and Spidey 3 is still in the top 5 with $7.6 million, which brings it up to the 17th top grossing movie of all time.
What are they saying about that, Mr. Brooks?
I've heard medium things on it. Not the greatest movie of all, but it's not bad.
And Kevin Costner's performance?
Is he in that? No, I'm just kidding.
Nice.
Next subject.
We have here something I've talked to you both about briefly, and I'm excited about, of course, is Speed Racer coming out next May.
Here he comes.
We have that soundtrack, you know, too.
They could just throw the movie out there in an animated version, I'd be happy to see it. But when they get the Matrix guys, the Wachowski brothers, to do it, I'm there opening day, even with a smile on my face. They got Speed Racer, played by Emil Hirsch, who's the lead character from Alpha Dog.
Perfect speed.
Kid looks just like him.
Seriously.
I mean, wow.
Sure does.
They have Matt Fox, I believe his name is, from one of those
Lost. Yeah, he's from Lost. Lost. Yeah, he's the main doctor guy from Lost.
And he's supposed to be like the hot guy, from what they say.
I'm telling you, man, when I heard about it, I'm like, he has literally the perfect Racer X-shaped head. Because Racer X's head is just a big capsule. Yep. You know, it's a big old Tylenol gel cap. And that's what this guy's head looks like. This guy's just got this capsule-shaped head. He's going to be perfect.
Kind of like a...
He could just not do anything else. All he's got to do is drive behind the wheel with that big old capsule-shaped head. He's Racer X.
What do they call that? Those flaccid icon, or what do they call that?
Flaccid icon?
Yeah. What do they call that when you have like a woohoo, like an idol?
I don't know. You got
anyway.
Me on that
one. Yeah. All right. I need to go to school.
Well,
he knows what I'm talking about.
No.
Yeah. All right.
They have Christina Ricci playing Trixie, Susan Sarandon playing Mom Racer.
Mom Racer.
Yeah.
Who the hell is Mom Racer?
That's the mom.
Was there a mom?
Was
there a mom?
Yeah, she wore an apron all the time, wore a pink dress.
Yeah.
And Pops Racer, Don Goodman.
That's awesome.
That's
is there better casting than that?
Yeah. I always thought Pops was... Like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
They're going to use the real monkey for Chim Chim, and they already picked out the kid to play Spritel. I forget what his name is, but he is really... It just looks perfectly like him as well.
You know it's going to be awesome?
Is that little chubby dude from the Disney's The Kid, the one that worked with Bruce Willis? You know that one?
Because he's not a kid anymore.
Oh, is he like all
but
old?
But is he a kid that looks similar to him?
No, they got Andy Milonakis to do that. No.
The kid that plays Sparky, I forget what his name is also, but... Good. If you look these people, and you can go up on the internet to see interviews with them, and it's great casting. Great casting. Now, the best part of it all is they have pictures online. We'll have links to it in our show notes at thecinemaniacs.com.
What was that again?
Thecinemaniacs.com.
Okay.
We'll have a picture
of that?
The Mach 5.
Nice.
Sweet.
It is sweet.
It better be pointy. If it's not pointy,
it's pointy.
Is it pointy?
It's pointy. It's got the hot rod wheels on it and everything. It is sweet.
Do you need a tissue?
I don't know, man. I haven't seen this yet, but if it's pointy, I may need one.
It has the 3 points on the front. Oh. No, nice.
You know what I can't wait to see is when Chim Chim, the live chimp, freaks out and rips everybody's face off.
I'm waiting for him to throw poo.
Sweet.
Ooh, like on Madagascar.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to be the villains in it yet, but they talk about this Asian guy who's pretty popular. He has some kind of singing career. The King or the Khan or something. I forget his name also. However,
I guess we should research
if they
that.
Put the car acrobatic team in there because...
That's who they... I mean, that's the only villain I can think of is the car acrobatic team.
Or the mammoth car. They could do that.
Oh,
for
the
sequels.
Mammoth car.
Because it's a Matrix, guys. So they're shooting the movie on a green screen. Almost all of it is in front of a green screen. It's just going to be fantastic.
The mammoth car. Oh,
so
my
that
God.
Comes out in May 2008.
Neat.
Speaking of green screen, that would be a heads up to Sin City and to... what was the name of that one movie with Angelina Jolie and Gwyneth Paltrow and...
The Sky Captain
in the World of Tomorrow.
Hey, I'm not saying it's a quality movie. What I'm saying is it's very ambitious to go out there and attempt a whole green screen movie. So give the guys some credit for attempting something new. Otherwise, you wouldn't have, you know, if it wasn't for pioneers, would we have this great country? No.
Exactly.
So heads up to those people.
That's a nice quote there. Pioneers have this great country.
It's perfect, yeah.
But do you attribute those pioneers, those Sky Captain guys, to that? Or maybe like George Lucas to that?
Oh, well, if you're going to do that, go to the god of all green screen, which would be George Lucas.
All right.
Yeah, because these last three were pretty much, I mean...
What I'm trying to say is somebody
actually, I think the last one was almost... Wasn't it, like, exclusively green screen?
I think so.
I don't think they built a single freaking set.
It may have come out after the Sky Captain movie, but yeah, that movie was a green screen.
Well, okay, then say maybe give three examples of green screen. Next.
All right. So, now we're going to get to what DVDs are coming out next week. See if you want to add them to your queue. So Eddie Murphy's comedy Norbit is coming out this week.
How exciting.
Interest?
Exciting for Eddie. No, none.
I want to know when
Pluto Nash. Yeah, when's the sequel
to
that?
Screw that Norbit stuff.
No, there's
see
another
when
one.
Pluto Nash is
Pluto Nash looking. It's coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Can't remember the name of it.
that bad. You can, it's already that bad. You've blotted out the name from your memory.
It's some washed up superhero type thing. Yeah.
That's true. Didn't we see a thingy for that?
Yeah. Yes, we did see a thingy for that.
Yeah.
Well, how about this one?
And we said
The Fall Guy season 1. The Fall Guy season 1.
Yay.
What
is anybody
is
in that
guy?
Besides Lee Majors?
Now, is that before
Heather Locklear in there? Because
not Locklear.
Heather Thomas?
Thomas.
Okay, because I wanted to say Heather
There's
Locklear.
A difference.
And I'm like,
there
no,
is a
TJ
difference.
Hooker.
There
Heather
is
Locklear
a difference.
Was TJ Hooker,
which was on the same time.
The Battle of the Heathers, where you have Heather Thomas and Heather Locklear.
Okay.
And the difference being that Locklear at least has her head on, whereas Thomas, she got kind of like mixed up into some kind of drugs.
Heather Locklear has a career, and Heather Thomas is
washed up.
Yeah.
I think I saw her over there in Space 29.
I honestly can't even remember what Heather Thomas looks like.
She's a blonde
girl in a bikini.
Okay.
She was at the Blue Mule last week.
Ooh.
Drinking pitchers with Larry.
Seinfeld took forever to come out on DVD. Now they're up to season 8. They're just pumping them out. Boom, boom, boom.
How many seasons do they do? They do 10?
10 or 11.
Okay.
How is it that you cannot live your life and not make references to Seinfeld? Today, I was talking to my mother-in-law about Costanza's wallet.
That big old fat wallet. Was this talking about me?
Yeah.
Poof! Credit cards flying everywhere.
Next week.
No, wait a minute. Well, if he's really eager to go on to something else, we really got to talk about this wallet some more. Come on, Lisa.
Dude, it's this thick.
Yeah?
It's just like...
Oh, they can't see that. Describe it to them, because they can't see this. Which she's holding her hand about,
one
I'd say about a double quarter pounder sized hand.
Not double quarter pounder.
This would be
Chipwich size.
Chipwich size. This is, wait. This ain't about you. This is, you know.
If y'all have eaten a fat burger,
right?
This would be like a double king and a half.
A double king?
A double king.
That's definitely a double king. Double king wallet! Yeah. It's got every business card known to man in there.
I don't think there's a lot of business cards in there.
No, there's little punch cards. Like for Fatburger.
Oh, okay.
Oh, buy 18, get one free membership type cards?
Yeah. That are like two
years. You get one free sandwich a year bullshit?
Yeah.
Blood and Chocolate. Do you remember this thing?
Is that the werewolf movie or the Wolfen ripoff movie where they actually turn into wolves?
Yeah. Now, in movies, they'll use, to show blood, they'll use like chocolate. So I think it's funny the name is Blood and Chocolate.
I saw a preview for that. That's
me too. I saw the preview.
And that's all I'll be seeing
and
as well.
Same here.
That's right.
However,
that's a Bill movie.
That's one I want.
Chris Carter? Not
Chris
Carter.
No, Chris Cooper.
Chris Cooper.
Yeah, Chris Cooper rocks.
Isn't that an HBO movie?
It could be because it is a pretty clean cut movie. It, you know, for
Brightly
being out
lit.
In movie theaters, not a lot of cussing, not a lot of violence, just a good story. So based on a true story.
Yes, this is true. Would that be during the Bush establishment? CIA operatives?
Is it?
Yes, it
could
is.
Be.
Oh. When they blew the cover.
All I know
CIA.
Is literally about the worst breach in American security ever. You know,
I do believe
that I've never heard of.
That was during.
Maybe this. Well, you know.
This is the best thing about true stories that I really love is that so many of these true stories I've never heard of before.
I know.
So it's like great to go watch them because they're totally new to
it
me.
It blows your mind. Some of these things that really. I mean, just some amazing things.
Like when we went to see Apollo 13, you said you knew how it ended.
You
and
know
it was
how,
great, but I didn't know. I had no idea about this spaceship thing.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So
is that
kind of
like when you
ended.
Go to watch the Thin Red Line and you know how it ends?
No, you the thing with the Thin Red Line, you're just happy it ends. You don't know how it ends.
I to this day don't know if that movie ever ends since we left before it finished. Thank goodness.
Yeah, it definitely ends, but about 2.5-3 hours too late, and it might only be 2 hours and 15 minutes long. I would still say
it's 3 hours. 15.
Is it three? It's 3 hours. Okay, then 4 hours too late.
It almost reminds me
I want
of
the time. I not only want the time back from the movie, I want the time back from the drive there, the buying of the popcorn, the purchasing of the tickets. I want all of that time back.
People talk about this Terrence Malick guy, like some great director. He does movie in just about every 10 years.
Yeah, he's done 3 movies.
The fact that
name
I saw
baby.
Thin Red Line is the only one that I've seen. When they come out with the new one, that is that loves Indian story. What was it called? The New World?
Oh, New World.
No, yeah, I have no interest whatsoever.
It's all about pedophilia.
It has the name on it.
I believe it.
And I'm not saying another director could do a bad movie, but they're not going to turn me off the way that Thin Red Line did to all of his movies forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how the hell do you make World War II boring?
You struggle have to really, really try.
Struggle for the free world. The Nazis are going to take over the world, and we have to stop them. And 18-year-old boys are getting slaughtered. How the hell do you make that boring?
One iota of credit is that that movie came out shortly after Saving Private Ryan, which may have just ruined World War II movies for a short period after that.
I don't know. That one that we saw that had Jude Law and that Rachel Weisz, that was really good about the Russian
enemy lines.
That was a really good movie.
That was awesome.
Where they're training the Russian
the
army.
Snipers, man.
Yeah, and they're like, as soon as a guy dies, you have to pick up his gun and go.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't even get issued a gun.
Yeah, exactly. Two guys come up. One gets a gun, one gets bullets.
I love that movie.
That was awesome.
That was great. Yep. Brilliant. Because it told some reality to how war really was and how short-funded we are in the war. Any war. Any country, any war.
Well, that's the thing. It wasn't even us. It was, you know, on the Russian end, which was neat.
Yeah, you get a different story.
Neat perspective on that end of the war.
Yep, true enough.
It's got Ed Harris. You can't go wrong with Ed Harris.
Love Ed Harris.
Ed Harris rocks.
All right.
I say that very low.
So I want to know more about this Watermelon White Enjoy It movie.
Yeah.
Does that mean that you get to eat a white watermelon and enjoy it?
Is there any such thing? Is there a white watermelon?
Is this like a succulent movie by Spike Lee? About white watermelon?
Is this about him getting white women?
I do believe it is.
Spike Lee wants white women? Is that what this is about?
This is the opposite of Jungle Fever.
I know there was a movie coming out called Watermelon. I don't have any idea what it's about.
Do you want some watermelon, baby?
All right.
Wrap this bad boy up.
Okay. So we are going to finish up. Next week, coming out in theaters is Hostel 2, Surf's Up, and Ocean's 13.
Woohoo!
Guess we should go to the movies tomorrow and watch some Hostel and some Surf's Up.
I don't want to see Surf's Up.
Well, you're going to have to because we need to see.
We have to. Yeah, that's right.
It's your job now.
Yeah, you have a job.
What I'm going to talk about is that it was boring and I was not interested.
Now watch you like it, Carol Clinton.
Yeah.
What DVD are we going to be watching and reviewing on the next show?
This next show we will be watching and reviewing The Bourne Supremacy.
Ooh, getting ready for the number 3 movie coming out.
There we go.
No doubt.
Great.
All right.
Okay. So, you can email us at podcast@thecinemaniacs.com and visit our website, thecinemaniacs.com. Keep listening because in the future, near future, we're going to have some contests and giveaways. So, thank you for listening.
How can we afford to give away? I got a clock on the wall they could have.
So if you want Lisa's clock, keep tuning in. Have a good night. Say what you're spacing out. So why don't you shut up, baby? You keep skipping, skipping, skipping. I'm freaking out.